Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, we started this week talking about the State Fair of Texas, but you know, Texas is known for its county fairs and stock shows, both large and small, and they benefit Texas agriculture.
You're right, Tony. Texas is home to hundreds of county fairs and stock shows. We even lay claim to be some of the largest stock shows in the nation. These events are an important contributor to the Texas economy, too. Cattle, cotton, sheep, wool, mohair are all some of our state's largest agricultural commodities, and they can all be found in some form or fashion at these local shows. It may be livestock in the show arena, jams and preserves made from fresh Texas produce, or a quilting competition where quilts are made with great Texas fibers. You'll see Texas agriculture all over these events.
So do these events spotlight technological advancements?
Yes, in many ways they do, Tony. From ag awareness for children to showcasing some of the most advancing farm equipment for the ag professional. Many organizers work to educate attendees about the importance of agriculture to everyone. It's important we all recognize this, Tony. Agriculture is everywhere in our lives. For example, crayons come from ag. Whether it's the tires on your car or wood in your home, agriculture played a major role. And that's why we want everyone to understand Texas agriculture matters.
Oh, when are these county fairs and stock shows held?
Well, you can find them just throughout the year, Tony, this time of year. And then again in January through March are the most popular times. It's when you'll find the largest ones happening, too. These are fun and educational events for the entire family and a great way to see firsthand the many things Texas agriculture has to offer.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.